Hey guys, welcome to Book Club. Today is the first episode, so I'll keep it short and sweet so we can get to the end and announce our first book for February. So today I want to just do a little bit of recaps and recs so you can know what kind of reader I am. I want to look at the 2025 recap, so what I've read this past January, and then my four recs from 2024. All five-star reads. Today, because we're recapping everything, I made an everything but the kitchen sink latte. And this has everything but the kitchen sink. I put caramel in it, chocolate in it, vanilla in it. So it had literally everything. I thought it was really good. It was pretty sweet, but I like that. Moving forward, every book club meeting on the 30th, I'm going to make a latte inspired by each book so we can sip alongside each other and discuss our books. So let's dive right in with our everything but the kitchen sink lattes to our 2024 recap. The first one being God of the Woods by Liz Moore. I think that this was pretty popular opinion. It has 4.2 stars on Goodreads. It's giving like vintage Parent Trap vibes. It's kind of like a mystery, but not creepy or anything. Okay, so this is about a 13-year-old girl, Barbara, who disappears from her summer camp, which her family actually owns, and they own all that land. And the past comes barreling back to raise questions that should have been asked when her 8-year-old brother disappeared from the same area 14 years earlier and was never found. And we look at all these different suspects. We learn a lot about her bunkmates and her counselors, the people who own the camp, and of course get into her complicated family dynamic. It was really good, and it helped me like discover that I actually really like books that jump back and forth in time. Like this one does, it goes 1975 to current, and then I think it talks a little bit about like goes to the mom's perspective, so I kind of like that. The next one I also think is like a pretty popular take. I loved Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez. This one had 4.39 stars on Goodreads, so I feel like everyone liked it. This was such a great rom-com. It really had everything, like the summer fling and good banter. It's about this guy, Justin, who believes he's a curse that he shared on a Reddit thread. So now it's all over the internet. He thinks his curse is that every woman he goes on to date finds their soulmate the second they break up. But a woman slides into his DMs with the same problem. So they decide that they'll date each other and their curses will cancel each other out. Emma is a travel nurse that hasn't planned her next stop yet with her best friend, so they decide to go to Minnesota and get a little cottage on a lake to meet Justin. It's supposed to be a quick fling, hence the name, Just for the Summer, but when Emma's toxic mother shows up, Justin has to assume guardianship of his three siblings. They're suddenly navigating a lot more than they expected, including catching real feelings for each other. The Reddit thing, I know some people don't like when you bring in like real aspects of the world to their books because they kind of want to escape, which totally makes sense, but I don't mind it. Like Yellowface, I liked too a lot, and that had like Twitter and cancel culture. I think it's interesting in small doses. Okay, my next five-star read, The Housemaid by Freda McFadden. I feel like all of these are popular takes. Like everyone liked these books. Okay, this one has 4.32 stars. This book follows Millie, who secures a job as a maid for the affluent Winchester family. She's hired on the spot by Nina, the wife, and starts to get these really weird vibes from her once she moves into their mansion and lives in this creepy attic bedroom. But because she's homeless, this job really signifies a fresh start. And she keeps her eye out for all the weird things that this family has going on, but she may keep too close of an eye. This one was really good. It's like a mystery thriller. I mean, honestly, I read it in 2 days. I like literally could not put this down. It's a three-part series. I read the next two right after. I mean, it was great. I gave the second book a 4.5 stars, and then the last part of the series, I gave a 4 stars. I kind of just wanted to keep reading it at that point because I literally couldn't put it down, and Frida became a new author that I really liked. So I also read Never Lie after that, which was pretty good. It got me really into like mystery kind of books. Okay, this next one. It's called Bright Young Woman by Jessica Knoll. This has 4.01 stars on Goodreads. It's another kind of like thriller, kind of mystery. I think it's loosely based on like the Ted Bundy murders, but it's also not creepy at all. I hate horror and like that kind of stuff. It tells a story of two young women who are brought together by horror and tragedy. The first woman, Tina, is trying to find out what happened to her friend Ruth, who disappeared from a crowded beach in broad daylight. And the second woman is Pamela, who's a survivor and the sole witness of a series of brutal attacks in her sorority house in Tallahassee, Florida. They discover that both of their friends' murders are intertwined in some way and may be the same culprit. So they go on to figure out who that is and why he did what he did. This was so great. It's what originally like really got me into thrillers. So those were my 5-star reads, my 4 recs in 24. Let's move on to 2025 in books. So a little recap of what I read this January. I read 3 books. I feel like they're kind of different from what I usually read in a bad way. So after I read each of these, I gave it a rating and then I like wrote a little thing about it. The first one that I read was The Wedding People by Allison Espach, which I feel like is really popping off right now. It has 4.18 stars on Goodreads. It's a book about like female friendships, chance encounters, and the unlikely reroutes we take in life. The Wedding People, I gave it 2.5 stars. So I didn't love it. I said that it's a good fiction read about an unlikely female friendship, a book about nothing, but in a good way, something to read to pass the time, well written. And I stand by it. It was a book about nothing but in a good way. Like, you're just kind of reading a random story. But I also read it in, like, 5 days. So it's not that I didn't enjoy it. I just felt that kind of didn't have much of an interesting plot. The next one I read was Real Americans by Rachel Kong. This is a book about class, race, and visibility. And explores the concept of changing destinies. And this has 4 stars on Goodreads. This also like goes back and forth in time. So I liked that aspect. I gave it 3.5 stars. So pretty close to what it has on Goodreads for. And I said, great book about intergenerational family with a little weird sci-fi thrown in there. But whatever, it kept it interesting. However, I did not like the grandma's POV the book could do without. Yeah, it goes from like a few different POVs, like I said, goes back in time. At the end, it's kind of the grandma. And at that point, I'm like, let's wrap it up. We don't need to hear from grandma. But I liked it, other than like the last 20 pages. Okay, then Strange Sally Diamond by Liz Nugent. And it's a mysterious book about how everyone has their own take and experiences on horrific situations. This was probably my favorite that I read. So let me read the description. When Sally's father dies, she follows his wishes and puts him in the incinerator. Now she's the center of attention, which reveals her strange, horrific past. Sally steps into the world for the first time and begins to make new friends and finding independence. But when she begins to get messages from a stranger who knows intimate details about her mysterious past, her life becomes chaos once again. Okay, this had 4.19 stars. I gave it 3.5. I said, which is like so true, such a random premise, but really fast-paced and I couldn't put it down. I really enjoyed the twists and turns, just different from what I would normally read. Can't tell if this is a mystery or a thriller book, question mark. It just is. Good read. It was a good read. I, out of all the books I read this January, I mean, I would recommend that and Real Americans. I gave them like the same rating. They're just very different. I feel like Real Americans is more like you would tell people you're reading that one. And like Strange Sally Diamond, you would like kind of read by yourself. Because it's just like a random book. Okay, so literally just the other day, I finished The Light We Lost by Jill Santopolo, I think is how you say it. This was very much like your ordinary romance book, nothing to write home about, but it was cute. I gave it 3 stars. I said the last 100 pages were the best. Before that, I felt like I was reading someone's diary. Your ordinary romance book, nothing super special, but still good. Would recommend other Colleen Hoover books over this. That is true. I did feel like there were some other Colleen Hoover books that I liked more, but also this was written in 2017. She may have written some better things since then. It's also a 3.84 stars. And what I've realized is I want to try to start reading things that are rated 4 or higher because I'm just really not liking the other ones unless there's like a specific book that I really want to read. Let's talk about what we're going to do for February.
I'm so excited. My friend Megan is coming and she is an insane reader. She reads like 100 books a year. I trust she will have some very good takes and she reads a little bit of everything. So because it's February and romance is in the air, we had to do a romance book. Also actually got this book in paperback, even though earlier I said I was like only going to be reading on the Kindle. I know they say not to judge a book by its cover, but this cover is so pretty. Okay, so the book is Wild Love by Elise Silver. I know it has a little bit of everything, every romance trope, brother's best friend, single dad, billionaire, wants her but can't have her, really all of the above. Wild Love is a small town, single dad romance with forced proximity and undeniable chemistry. Rhett needs help. Ada needs a fresh start. Neither expects to fall, but love has other plans. This is a series, and I believe that the third book is actually about to come out. So this is really good if you really wanted to get into reading. People have been saying the best things about this book. So if you wanted a new series, we will start that for you. I think this book club is great for everyone because it'll be good for people who really want to get into reading but don't know where to start. For my friends who love just one genre, if they love romance, they can come in when we have a romance book. Or if they love thrillers, they can come in when we're doing a thriller book. Or people who want to branch out from just their genres. I have a lot of friends who only read romance and want to try other things but don't know where to start. So I'm just so excited to hopefully build a little community of latte lovers and book readers. So if you want to celebrate a little Valentine's Day with us, I want episodes to come out the 30th of every month, but obviously we can't do that for February. So the 28th, we're going to be having a little late Valentine's Day celebration and have our book club and talk all about Wild Love. And that's the brew of the day. Finish your latte, mark your pages, and I'll see you February 28th.